I always read my poems aloud as I'm writing them and as a way of revising them. The poems for me start out as a kind of sound, and then I put the sound and the images together. I'm not sure how helpful that is to someone trying to write poetry, but I think it's connected to why I love and appreciate the Fish House so much, connected to why the Fish House is so important. It's such a great free resource for teachers and lovers of poetry. When I started teaching poetry, if that's what you want to call it, it was in Washington, D.C., through the D.C. Writers' Corps. And I can remember how difficult it could be sometimes to find exercises for the day or poems that would excite the participants in that program, who ranged from elementary kids to junior high kids, high school, homeless women, women who participated in the programs at drop-in shelters. So, I mean, of course, we did a lot of collaborating with other writers back then, and we did get through, but to have something like the Fish House would have been fantastic. So I'm really excited for all the poets who are housed in this one place and for the teachers who can go here, come to the Fish House and use that resource, because they don't have a lot of time and they don't have a lot of money often to bring in writers to read for their students. It's a great, great resource.